Time now, though, to continue our trip around the NFL. Today we stop in with the San Francisco 49ers, and joining us to talk 49ers is Dan Brown of the Mercury News. Dan, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Good, Corey. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, I appreciate your time. I guess, first off, I mean, this club, clearly, it's all about expectations this year in the Bay Area, isn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, from many years, from many, you know, almost more than a decade in that reign of the 80s, it was the Super Bowl or bust mentality. Anything short of the whole thing was a disappointment. And the Niners under Harbaugh, they're back in that territory. I mean, they were so ticked off by coming so close last year, coming 5 yards short of winning the Super Bowl, that they have set the bar there again. If they don't make the Super Bowl, then it's going to be a crushing disappointment. It's that kind of expectation this year.
I guess we'll start with disappointments, and the news about Michael Crabtree is not good. How much that loss will affect this club?
I think it's a big blow. I mean, if you look at Crabtree last year, really took off when Kaepernick took over as the starting quarterback. Those two had a chemistry that Alex Smith and Michael Crabtree did not have. Crabtree was Kaepernick's go-to guy, his safety valve, his third and seven guy, his fourth and long guy. He was always going to be Crabtree. And now Colin Kaepernick has to find a new go-to guy. And there's not an obvious candidate. Anquan Boldin was a big offseason acquisition. And they're just now kind of getting used to each other. They're just now starting to learn each other. Anquan Boldin, talked to him the other day. He said his goal was to get to where he was with Flacco, where they didn't have to verbally communicate, so they could look at each other and know how to change the route, where he was going to be on the football field. They're talking through those things, but until they're on the field, until they're playing games, they can't really develop that.
Dan, clearly it's Colin Kaepernick's year this year. He's the guy here in camp as opposed to last year. More pressure, there's the off-season stuff with the different hat he was wearing and stuff like that, but how has he looked so far, I guess, kind of composed as the number one guy there?
Yeah, it's a little too early to tell, but you're exactly right. I mean, he was kind of unknown at this time a year ago, and he snuck under the radar, and next thing you know, he's in the Super Bowl, and he's a national sensation. And I think the off-season showed he wasn't quite ready for that spotlight. I think there were some missteps, that hat being one. His reaction to people being upset that he was wearing the hat was another. He's kind of learning what it means to be the guy, to be the man in the spotlight all the time, every day, every practice, every media opportunity. That's a little unsettling for him. I think he's shy by nature. I think he just wants to play football. He doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't want to explain himself. But he's going to have to get used to that role because, you know, it comes with the territory if you're an NFL starting quarterback. So that's been a bit of an adjustment for him.
And I guess behind him, there's a pretty good battle going on in camp for who's going to be the backup. Do you have a mindset as who do you think is going to be the inside guy or the guy to get that inside track for that job?
I think it's up for grabs. I think that's one of those things for the preseason games are actually going to matter a little bit. I think who plays well could play a big role and who gets that nod. I would say right now, Colt McCoy has a slight edge over Scott Tolzien. Colt McCoy came over in the offseason move. I think the Niners like his experience. They like his upside. But Scott Tolzien, for a guy that most people haven't heard of, he's a pretty talented guy. I mean, he's not Colin Kaepernick in terms of athleticism, but he can run. He can throw. I think his understanding of Harbaugh's offense obviously is a step ahead of where Colt McCoy is right now. So that's a legit battle as they get going here.
Dan Brown joining us here from the Mercury News, taking a look at the San Francisco 49ers. And, you know, for years this team's been built on their defense, and now it must be almost a bit relieving for this defense to know that their offense can create some more chances, I guess, as opposed to early with the Alex Smith at the start of last year, it seemed like defense had to do everything. And they're returning pretty much the majority of their defense as well, right?
They are. There's a big loss in the middle, and that is Deshaun Goldston, the free safety, is now playing elsewhere. He's in Tampa Bay. I think that's a big loss for them because he covered a lot of territory in the secondary. The Niners took with their first-round pick Eric Reed out of LSU. They like his upside. They like his athleticism. But those are big shoes to fill, and those are big shoes to fill right away. You know, for free safety to come in and know where to be at the right place, to you know, the Niners play Aaron Rodgers in the season opener, so a rookie free safety is at risk of being exposed right out of the gate.
And look, they have a pretty tough schedule to start with, right? I mean, you mentioned Aaron Rodgers. They got the Seahawks and the Colts and the Texans. They got some tough issues early, don't they?
They do, and that's why a lot of eyes are on that second free safety spot. The Niners also have some issues at cornerback, where Chris Culliver, their nickelback, was hurt in training camp. He's out for the year. There's a search to replace him. The Niners in the offseason signed Nnamdi Asamoah, who was a big star in the Bay Area when he was with the Raiders, but struggled, obviously, in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. The Niners are hoping he can resurrect his career, but the coaches so far have been pretty tepid in their praise, in their analysis of Asamoah. I think there are some concerns about whether he's got the speed, whether he's still got the cover skills. So there are question marks for defense that's been pretty good for a long time.
Dan Brown joins us here for the Mercury News, taking a look at the 49ers. And, you know, the expectations there, like you mentioned, Seattle, the other team, I guess, that really jumps out in that division, right?
Right. I mean, it's my contention that might be the best rivalry in the NFL right now. That Seahawks-Niners rivalry. For one thing, they're both really good. For another, they're both on the upswing. But then there's legitimate bad blood. I mean, the coaches don't like each other that much. The players have been in some dust-ups in the media. So those battles this year are going to be fantastic, both from a football standpoint and from an entertainment standpoint. That's the two teams that I think will decide the NFC West. And, you know, they know it. I think the fans know it. I think that's already a tough ticket up in Seattle, that first Niners-Seahawks matchup. So
yeah,
that's an early test of where they stand.
Dan, I want to ask you, I guess, more of a fantasy-based question with Frank Gore. And, you know, he's getting up there in age, and his role, I guess, is his role going to be diminished a little bit here to try to keep him healthy and 100% for more games?
Yeah, I would say that. I've been saying that for about 5 years in a row.
Yeah.
And the team has said it, too. They said, look, this guy's getting up there in age. The toll of all these carries is going to catch up to him eventually. And every year he comes to camp and says, I want to be the guy. I don't want to come off the field. He works for it, too. I mean, he trains to get these 300-plus carries every year. He said it again this year. I want to be the man. I know that the team is always looking over my shoulder about who's going to replace me, but I don't think his role is going to be that much different from when it was a year ago.
Good stuff.
They've got such a great offensive line.
Yeah.
You know, for all the focus on Kaepernick and his passing game, they can run it behind those big guys up front.
Good stuff. Dan Brown from the Mercury News. Appreciate your time, Dan. It should be interesting. Things get going down in San Francisco. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.